In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to tell you, do not be afraid. Peace be with you. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, He won that peace on the cross for us. He does not want us to be afraid of anything. Maybe you're afraid that you can't pay your bills. Please, trust in the Lord today with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. He gives you peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, please. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Peace is for you. And you are divinely loved with an everlasting love. How much love has He got for you? Eternal love. Infinite love. Just let your heart be touched by the love of God that is pouring forth from His right hand at the Father. Let your hearts be touched so you will not be afraid and you will not be anxious, have anxiety about nothing, because all things are passing. God alone sufficeth. Everything is passing away. And yet He tells us, to those who love God and are called to His purpose, all things work together for the good. Do you believe that today? That whatever you're going through, all negative stuff, that God's going to use the negative stuff and He's going to bring good out of it. He promises in Romans 8:28, to those who love God and are called to His purpose, all things work together for the good. Please believe that today and be at peace, because God has a plan for you. I know the plans I have for you, He says, plans to give you a future and a hope. Oh, yes, plans to give you a future and a hope. You say, but I'm old. I tell you, His plans for you is to give you a future and a hope. And our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our future is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our presence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever we have, present, past, or future, we're in the Lord Jesus Christ. We lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the worthy Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Do you know that today? I'm not saying no in your head. Do you know that today? That He's got plans for you, that He loves you, that He wants you to know that it's going to be all right. Oh, yes, it's going to be all right. You say, yes, it's going to be all right when He comes back again. Yes, but now it's going to be all right as we place our trust in Him. Now it's going to be all right if we place our trust in Him. He is worthy of our trust. When I say that to you, I say, how do I know that He's worthy of our trust? He had nails in His hands and nails in His feet, and a spear went through His heart. He is worthy of our trust. Oh, yes. His name is Jesus. And He has plans for you and plans for me. I pray that we would not only know about Jesus, but that we would have a touch from heaven. Oh, yes. How we need a touch from heaven, so that we would say, I not only know about God, but I know God and I know Jesus Christ. We need a touch from heaven given by the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that God wants to touch you? You say, but I've been so bad. I've been so evil. It's a new day. Confess your sins. Go to confession. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at Luke 17, verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, how does he get to Jerusalem? He goes up to Jerusalem. Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. Oh yes, lepers kept their distance from the people. They would ring bells and say, "Leprosy, we have leprosy." And they kept their distance, and they called out saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Oh yes, cry out for mercy today. It is given through the cross of Jesus Christ. When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, that's so important, as they went, they believed that they were going to get healed. So they started to walk to the priests so that the priests would examine them and make sure that the leprosy was gone. As they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. My Lord, he knows that it was Jesus who did this. Where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? I have no idea where they are, but they're not with Jesus. Have you thanked Jesus for all the prayers that have been answered? Have you thanked Jesus for giving you hope? Have I thanked Jesus for giving me hope and life and love? Oh yes, Jesus, we thank you. He prostrated himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. He was not even a Jew. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But where are the other 9? Where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Remember that the Samaritan was a foreigner. Why? Because they worshipped on Mount Gerizim and not in Jerusalem. And then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Oh yes, it's all about faith. And Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. I'm not talking about watermelon seed. I'm talking about mustard seed. Do you have that faith in Jesus that he gave his life for you? Amen. That he was buried for you? Amen. And that he rose from the dead on the third day? Amen. Jesus Christ, the Lord, has plans for your life. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. I'll never forget the time when I was giving a couple of days at a parish. There was no priest available, so they called me. I was not a priest at the time. And I never forget Emily, who used to sing for us. Oh, her voice was like the angels. It would bring down the presence of God. Verse 20. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming. And he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, or will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'Look, there it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is within you." Do you know that the Holy Trinity dwells within you? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you know that started at baptism, but now we're living out our baptismal life through faith? Do you know that? And our faith is not in each other or Father Tom or in season and out of season. Our faith is in Jesus, the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for you. My faith is in Jesus. Where's your faith? In the statue of St. Jude? No. That statue is there for you to believe that God can do impossible things. You don't pray to the statue, because the statue is made out of clay. You pray to the Lord. The statue reminds us of what God said. St. Jude's statue reminds me that God can do impossible things, impossible for men, but not impossible for God. Then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go. Do not set off in pursuit. For as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation. I tell you, before the coming of the Lord in glory, he had to die. He had to be mocked. He had to be scourged. He had to be crucified. He had to rise from the dead. Will he come again in glory? Yes, he will. When? Only the Father knows the day. We are to be prepared. We are to be prepared. How are we to be prepared? In faith, through prayer. Oh, yes, how we need to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Chapter 17, 26. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too will it be in the days of the Son of Man. What happened in the days of Noah? Oh, they were marrying, giving in marriage. They went to work in the morning and they worked until sunset. Oh, yes, there were people that were giving to the temple and people that were walking into the temple to pray. Oh, yes, all those things happened while Noah, before the days of Noah, there was no temple at that time. Sorry. They were eating and drinking and marrying and given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed all of them. The flood came and destroyed all of them. It was business as usual the day before the flood came. It was business as usual. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed all of them. It will be like that on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, anyone on the housetop who has belongings in the house must not come down to take them away." No, do not come down to get your belongings when Jesus comes in glory. Just make sure you're following Jesus in your heart and in your life and in your body. Likewise, anyone in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Yes, she turned back and she became a pillar of salt. Those who try to make their life secure will lose it, but those who lose their life will keep it. I tell you, on that night there will be two in one bed, and one will be taken, and the other one will be left. There will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, and the other one left. Then they asked him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." I tell you, your faith must be in the Son of God, who became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and who was brought forth in Bethlehem, and who lived in Nazareth for 30 years. Your faith must be in him, not in me, not in season, but in Jesus Christ, who is the victor of the church, who is the Savior of the church, who is the Lord of the church, who is the head of the church. He's the head. We're the members. Chapter 18. Then Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart. It is not God's will that you lose heart. It is not God's will that you lose heart. That's why we need to pray always. And I tell you, sometimes it's very difficult to pray. Pray always and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had any respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to the judge and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." I say the same thing. Father, You know who my opponents are. Grant me justice against my opponents. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect of man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice. Jesus gave a parable that we should pray always and not lose heart. I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That is a question. That is a question. When Jesus comes in glory, will he find faith upon the earth? Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? What happens if we get persecuted before Jesus comes in glory? Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? Will he find faith? I tell you, this question has bothered me for a long time. That's why I preach the Word of God. Will the Son of Man find faith in the earth when he comes again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead? Will he find faith? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why I preach the Word of God. I do not preach my vacation unless I experience God on my vacation. Oh, yes. I tell you, the time I was in Nantucket, I saw a woman. Her name was Mrs. Fehrenbach, and she was reading a Christian book. And I said to her, are you people Christians? She said, we're Catholics. I said, oh, you're Catholic Christians. Hallelujah. I said to her, where are we from? She says, we're from St. Louis. And then she said, I said to her, I wanted spread the Word of God on radio, and I have a little money extra. Maybe you can get us on in St. Louis. She said, my friend is the general manager of a certain radio station, and that's how we get on St. Louis. Oh, yes. But many years later, the man in charge said, we're looking for names. And I said, you know what? You're looking for names. You're planting stones, and stones will not grow. I'm not into names. I'm into loving Jesus. I'm into proclaiming Jesus. I'm not into names. This poor man, I hope that he's changed. The Pharisee and the tax collector. He was told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. If you know yourself, you know that you cannot trust yourself. You know that you change at the coming of many things, maybe because you want to be liked by people. You change. Oh, yes. They trusted in themselves, and with others they had contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee who had all the right clothes and all the right words, and the other was a tax collector. And the Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, count it. I give a tenth of all my income. I tell you, his prayer never reached the ceiling because his prayer was all about himself. His prayer didn't even reach the ceiling because it was all about himself. I thank you that I'm not like other people. I'm going to tell you, I am just like other people, and I need the mercy of God. Oh, yes. Without God's mercy, I have nothing. Without God's mercy, I have nothing to give, and I have nothing to say. Do you know that today? Without God's mercy, we have nothing to give or nothing to say. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He realized who he was. the tax collector who worked for Rome, who was despised by the Jews. He knew he was a mercy. He needed mercy because he was a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I tell you, if you know anything about yourself, you'd be humble. Oh yes, how it's very easy to fall into darkness. How it's very easy to fall into sin. Oh yes, unless God protect you. That's why we need the grace of God every single day that flows from Calvary and the empty tomb. We need the grace of God that flows from Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Oh yes, I cannot do these broadcasts unless I have the grace of God, the power of God in my life. Let's continue. People were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. Why? Because they knew he was a holy man. Oh yes, they were bringing infants to him, that he might touch them. Do you need to be touched by God? And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them, do not do it. But Jesus called for them and said, let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for such as these is the kingdom of heaven. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it. I tell you, how many times have people brought their babies to me? I remember one child who could not speak. And I prayed with this child 3 or 4 Saturdays in a row. And he's starting to speak again. Oh yes, little by little. I'm not telling you he's speaking paragraphs, but little by little he's starting to speak again. I had nothing to do with it other than praying that God would loosen his tongue and loosen his mind. It's all about Jesus, not about me. It's all about Jesus. Do you have little children? Do you bring them to the church that the priest can lay hands on them and pray? People say, I don't want to bring my little child to Mass because they start crying and I get embarrassed. Then we shouldn't baptize babies. Well, I tell them, since we baptize babies, they are worthy to come to Mass. They are worthy to come to Mass. And they are worthy to have a blessing. How we need to bless our little children. I do it all the time. I've never done it. Never not done it. Whenever a little child comes to me, I put my hands on his head. We have little Luigi that comes every single Saturday. And I place my hand on his head. He had something wrong, had a cast, and now he doesn't have the cast. And his mother said, who healed you? And little Luigi says, Jesus. I tell you, we need to be brought up in the faith of Jesus Christ, in the church of Jesus Christ. We need to be brought up in the glory of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Jesus told us a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart. Remember, my friend, you are loved by the eternal God, the Father. You are loved by Jesus Christ, who gave his life for you and rose from the dead. You are loved by the Holy Spirit. You are a temple of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And your prayers mean everything to God. So continue to pray and do not lose heart. I say amen, amen. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.